Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shocking Blue bringing us back, their rendition of Venus. Welcome back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's just you and me. And I want to talk about the early days of your small business when you're getting started. I talked in the previous segment about how I bought you a little bit of time in the very, very early days of starting a business. I bought you a little time before you needed to incorporate in some cases. And so let's talk now about what to do about your finances. You know, when you're getting started, this is a really hard time for small businesses. It's a lot more difficult than people realize, because you've got your personal life, out of which most small businesses are begun with capital, with money from the personal resources, right? Your own savings, your income, maybe, when you start a business on the side, that kind of thing. So you're writing checks. You don't have a business yet. You just got a dream in your head, but you're starting to buy things. You're starting to buy things that you're needing for the business. You're going to use for the business. In the early days, you're just going to write a check out of your personal account. And then as time goes by, the business starts getting a little critical mass. You start putting a little more and more money into it, and maybe you even start getting some customers, right? Well, the moment you start getting customers, the moment you start bringing money in from customers, that is the moment when you have to go open up a checking account. You can still do it. It would be a good idea to do it anyway. Especially if you know you're going to start the business, and put money from your personal account, deposit that into the account of the business. But certainly, by the time you're starting to get customers, you want to make those deposits. Whatever money the customers are giving you, you want to make sure that money goes into the business account. And again, depending on whether you're just a sole proprietor, whether you incorporate or not, at that point in time, though, you're going to want to completely separate the money from the business and your personal account. So let's say that you got a business that you're still having to fund, right? You got some customers, you got some revenue, but it's not enough to keep it going. You're still having to augment it, like when you're weaning a child off of payroll, right? Over time, they graduate from high school and college, and then they get on their own, and over time, the money, it gets smaller and smaller that you have to contribute, right? Well, businesses can be like that too. So as you have to continue to contribute to the business, instead of buying things yourself that for the company, make a deposit of the money that you're going to give it from your personal account into the business account and call it a loan. You can either call it a loan or you can call it capital. Your CPA, your accountant, will help you understand how to differentiate between the two of them. You can leave it in a form of capital, and which is good. That's good balance sheet strengthening move. Or you can make it a loan. And in time, if the company can afford it and you want to take it out, you can pay it back to yourself with interest. And so, but the main thing is this is a way of differentiating between your money and the business's money. So you've got a business that's doing business. That business can have customers. It can buy. It can sell. It can enter into contracts. It can borrow money. Like from you, the bank might not loan your business money, but you will. And if you do that, then make a loan. If you put in $500, make a note of that and write that down and put it in the file. If you have corporate books, make a note that you loaned them, that the board approved a loan and put it in there. Because so when you take it out, you're going to need to be able to have a paper trail with the IRS. So be sure to, as soon as you can, get an account open so that you can separate and so you don't commingle. And the other thing that you got to make sure you keep up with, and this is really important, this is where so many people get completely upside down with the IRS and get themselves into big trouble, sometimes beyond which they can recover. They cannot recover. And that is the taxes. Every transaction you make has some kind of a taxable event connected to it, either sales tax and or income tax and or payroll tax, right? So many different ways that the taxes could be applied. And those are all business-related taxes. They don't need to be involved with your personal stuff at all. So please make sure that that when you start doing things that give rise to taxable event, that it's completely separate from your personal account, and it's all in the business account. So and then you're going to probably want to have another type of account, like a savings account, to move taxes that you're going to have to pay in a month or 3 months over to that, so that money doesn't get away from you. And again, this is the really hard part. This, when you start a business, this will be harder than getting customers. Trust me. 20, no, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.